The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
And welcome to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio. That's WCWP.org or 88 and 88.1 FM on the radio. You can also listen to WCWP on their app, which is WCWP Radio, which really gives you great live feed. So Project Independence and You is part of Senior Talk Radio, and we have a wonderful guest today, Greg Balbera, who is the owner of Right at Home, and he is a certified senior advisor. So the first hour of the show, we will be talking with Greg. And of course, the wonderful co-host today, as always, is Otto Loos. Otto, you've been the co-host every show since we went on to Zoom, since we went live since COVID. So, you know, of course, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's always fun to be here, and it's also informative.
Yes.
I learn a lot.
Yeah, we all do. We all do. Yeah. And of course, the incredible Christina Liu, who is Project Independence in You's radio show producer and does this every week, collects the guests, gets the information, and makes everybody look really good. Makes it easy for us. Like I always say, we never have to do anything. It's just she hands you the paper and you sound like you've done it all. But really, it's Christina. So
aim to please, guys.
That's great. So again, I'm Rebecca Miller. I will be your guest host today. So we're going to start the show out by speaking with Greg Balbera. And Greg, I know you've been on the show before, but we talked a little bit before the show started. You haven't been on since COVID. So I know that there's been a lot of newer issues and more complex issues with, you know, the added COVID with having to do with geriatric mental health. But before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about Right at Home?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be with Project Independence. So Right at Home, we are a licensed home care agency. My wife, Eileen, and I own and operate our agency. We provide aides and companions for seniors and mobility challenged adults throughout Long Island, Nassau, and Suffolk. And we do everything from, you know, 4 hours a day to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, depending upon the client's needs. And we help our clients with a whole range of services. And that can be anything from safety supervision, fall prevention, assistance with personal care, so bathing, toileting and dressing, med reminders, meal preparation. Obviously, companionship is a big part of what we do, and we'll certainly talk a lot about that with regard to geriatric health. Transportation, we drive our aides, our aides will drive our clients to doctor's appointments, food shopping, pharmacy, the library. Obviously, pre-COVID, and hopefully sometime in the near future, to other things. Out to local parks to get some exercise, or to senior centers, which have been mostly closed down for the past year. So we help them in a variety of different ways.
What's your staffing like at Right at Home?
So our particular agency, we have we have an office staff of about 8 people, including a full-time RN who oversees the plan of care for all of our clients. We have a client care coordinator who will go out in the field. She's specially trained in many different fields of dementia, which is a big portion of our client base. So sometimes it's she's assessing the clients, helping family members come to grips or realization with where their loved ones might be in the scale of dementia from mild to extreme. But she's also providing a lot of training to our aides in the field, helping them with learning how to deal with clients who might be sundowning, helping them to learn how to redirect One common thing that we see a lot with our dementia patients is the loss of short-term memory, and they can become very repetitive, ask the same questions. So there's a certain skill involved for an aide who can redirect that client so that they're not constantly focusing on the same thing. So getting them to do something else, redirect their behavior or their mindset to move on to something else. Obviously, you can't eliminate it 100%, but doing those little things can certainly improve the quality of life of our clients, and that's our goal every day.
Greg, during COVID, obviously, your normal method of operation has to be almost shut down. How do you have you been functioning since last March?
So we are actually one of the businesses where we were not almost entirely shut down. I mean, we shut down our office. My wife and I were working from the office, but we had our office staff working remotely. But our aides, they don't really work in the office. They're working in the home. And the home is many different places. It could be in a private home that, that a senior has lived in for 40, 50, 60 years. We work in a lot of assisted living facilities where certain clients need more one-on-one care as opposed to, what the assisted living is providing on top of the meal preparation, the housekeeping. We did a lot of work in rehabs and in hospitals. So that work kind of got shut down a little bit. Rehab and hospitals, they shut down. Where our sitter services or people who would sit with a client in a hospital, that kind of certainly tapered off dramatically during COVID because we weren't allowed into those facilities. But our work in the home, people who need help still needed help. If you had a senior that has dementia or has Parkinson's, had a broken hip or a shoulder surgery and couldn't move one arm, they needed the services that we provided. Again, personal care, bathing, toileting, dressing, meal preparation, helping them with their laundry, changing their sheets, light housekeeping around the house. So, a lot of those services you can't. During, even though COVID was here and it was obviously prevalent for everybody, dramatically, certain of those services could not come to a grinding halt. Certain people just could not survive without the care that we provided. Sometimes families did step in, where they could. As we saw throughout the country, a lot of families came back together. Children who might have been living further away, or adults, parents who were living further away, kind of congregated together. Wasn't necessarily happening before COVID. So, in some instances, families were chipping in, living together. And so some adult children were able to provide certain care for their, for their adults, where we might've been providing that care, previously. But there are plenty of situations where we see where sometimes certain seniors don't want their adult children taking on that role. They don't want to have that role flipped of parent and adult, where the child is now taking care of the parent. Not every adult wants their child, helping them in the shower or in the bathroom. There's some privacy issues and stuff like that. So that's where we come in on a daily basis, but even more so during COVID.
So aides were allowed in the home?
Yep. We obviously were providing, PPE, the personal protection equipment. Gloves, we were providing masks, face shields when necessary, especially when New York was the hotspot, goggles. If we had people who were exposed, our aides were given, gowns and, the headdresses. So they were completely covered, as well as hand sanitizer. So yes, in the home. And if we were working in an assisted living facility, the caregivers were getting tested for COVID, at least on a weekly basis.
Have you seen, I'm curious, has there been a difference or a particular increase in a service, one of the services that you provide because of COVID, because seniors are more, staying at home, especially in the beginning?
Sure. So just, our most basic service at Right at Home is probably companionship. So because of the inability to travel, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but AARP put out a study a couple of years ago, and on average now the adult children live 280 miles away from their parents. It's not like when we were kids or when I was a child, certainly probably when Otto was a child, when the families would live right next door, maybe in the same building complex or on the same block. Now everyone's kids are much further apart. So what we would see a lot is a lot of our clients, their children live Florida, California, Maryland, Chicago, wherever it might be, because of COVID, they weren't able to travel. So, you know, twice a year to, you know, to monthly visits that, you know, adult children might have been making, you know, previous to COVID wasn't happening last year. So a lot of those, you know, adults and a lot of their children wanted eyes on. So that's where we were able to provide, you know, an added layer of service in that particular situation. Our aides were with the adult who needed care, and we were able to report back to the children what we were seeing and what was happening. If there's a change in condition, is someone losing weight? Are they sleeping more than they were sleeping? You know, a lot of the issues that we can talk about in a few moments because of the depression of COVID, we were able to kind of report and help facilitate issues like that.
What level of companionship does Right at Home provide to the seniors?
So it's pretty much every level of companionship. So some people just need someone to sit and talk with, you know, to have that one-on-one communication every day, so they're not sitting in their house or their apartment by themselves and look, you know, watching, you know, 18 episodes of The Price is Right all day long. Our aides, when the weather is nice, like we have a beautiful day today here in New York, on a day like today, we try and encourage our caregivers to get our clients out and about. So obviously we have some clients who have no mobility issues at all, and then we have other clients who are using walkers, canes, rollators, wheelchairs. We encourage all of our aides to get our clients out and about. So if someone's in a wheelchair, if we can roll them out into the backyard, if they have a patio, get the fresh air, see the birds, see the, you know, the leaves starting to, and everything starting to, you know, to bloom and blossom, we encourage that. We have clients who, you know, maybe use walkers or canes to take a walk around the block. A lot of our clients will have maybe like a local park. Sometimes we'll have our aides pack a lunch for the two of them. We talked about dehydration a year ago, so bring some you know, some water with them. Go to the park, sit down. They love to watch the kids playing on the playground and on the swings and on the slides. So like an hour and a half of that, as opposed to sitting in the house all day long, can make just a huge dramatic difference in the mental well-being of our clients.
Greg, on your website, the words custom care plan are quite frequently mentioned. First, a couple of things, really. Are the custom care plans typically set up with parents of the adults or with the actual adult themselves? Part one. And if it is the children, have you been getting involved with them with Zoom in order to that kind of thing? To come up with this plan?
So that's a great question. So obviously, as it says, custom care plan, every client and every situation is unique. So when we first get a call, sometimes it's from the client themselves, sometimes it's from the adult, an adult child, it could be a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a neighbor. We will probably spend anywhere from a half an hour to probably sometimes up to 2 hours on the phone, having a very in-depth conversation, really trying to get to you know, what the issues are with that particular client, how it's affecting that client, how it's affecting the loved ones, the children, the neighbor, the grandkids. And we start to begin that care plan, you know, in that phone call. From there, we then send out either our RN or our client care coordinator, sometimes both of them, to the house. They do an assessment of the client themselves, an assessment of the client's, you know, house situation, living situation. Sometimes we need to make recommendations for things like, you know, shower grab bars and showers or a shower chair, anything we can do to, you know, help improve the safety in that situation. So every plan is definitely unique, and a lot of time and effort goes into making sure that we customize that plan to that particular client's needs.
So that certainly is a big topic. We do have to take a quick break. You've been listening to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, and we will be right back.